This podcast examines how every experience, every situation, every moment is an opportunity to work with our mind. I'm your host, Caitlin Hatch, creative polymath and dedicated consumer of Dharma talks, Dharma books, self-help books, and just generally the wisdom of others. I believe in the importance of showing gratitude, and the greatest way for me to do that is to share the tools, tips, and teachings of others that I've found immensely beneficial, which is why I started this podcast. My intention is to provide tools, ideas, and contemplations to benefit anyone who wants to listen, because life is workable and totally awesome. This is it, the 25th official episode of Everything is Workable, which also means that it's the last one in this first season. So I'm going to be taking a break from now until the end of January, when I will be back with a whole fresh batch of contemplations, tools, and practices to further emphasize the workability of every single situation. This whole season, this whole podcast up to this point, really has been an experiment. I made up my mind to start the podcast late last year. Late last year. And I didn't know exactly how it would look. It's evolved as I've gone along. I've kind of been very organic with it. But the theme feels really strong. Every situation, no matter how uncomfortable, is workable. Life is workable. I opened the entire series with an episode on meditation, and that's been a theme throughout. Meditation as a basic tool to help us work with our mind, something anyone can use regardless of your belief system, whatever your approach to life is. Being able to work with your mind is something that makes every situation workable. We can't change external circumstances, but we can change our own mind. We can change our approach to life. A coworker of mine actually described meditation in the best way. He's trying it out and he's kind of trying to figure it out. And I asked him to explain what his experience of it was, and he said that it's like doing push-ups for your mind. And it totally is. Meditation allows us to habituate skills of mindfulness, self-awareness, and discipline. And I explored some of the misunderstandings about meditation as well in depth this season in the episode titled A Little Clarity About Mindfulness. But I really did touch on the topic in a majority of the episodes that I did. I have no idea where this podcast is going, but I have enjoyed every minute of it up till now, and so I intend to continue to plug for meditating throughout and to continue on with it. The ability to work with our mind is what makes every situation workable. I mean, I talked about it in so many episodes. Very specifically, learn to respond, put some shoes on, honey, and drop the storyline. Throughout, I've also tried to balance Buddhist language with a more secular approach, because I don't want this show to come across as Buddhist-centric. As I've said very often, and I will continue to say, Buddhism is a package. It's a package that works for me. I really aim to highlight that in my less contemplative episodes, Discipline, the Antidote to Procrastination, or Challenging the Work-Life Balance, where I was just really looking at curiosity, questioning, different skills that you can develop, that sort of thing. In the next series of this podcast, I intend to continue with this approach, but I also want to delve a bit deeper, and I probably will be pulling out a lot more Buddhist terminology as I go along, mostly based on where I am in my studies. I mean, regardless of your belief system, the terminology is incredibly applicable to the human condition, and I think it's something worth exploring. You don't have to be a Buddhist to explore it and to benefit from it. I mean, this entire venture has been about exploration, totally. I personally learn best by sharing. And I'm going to say sharing, not teaching. I'm reticent to say teaching, although arguably it is what I'm doing, but I don't like to use that word necessarily, because there's lots of misconceptions about what it is to be a teacher. And I think a lot of people set themselves up as teachers or spiritual gurus and stuff, and it's a lot of woo. It's not really helpful. It comes from a place of an assumption that teachers are bestowing knowledge to a student. And I totally disagree. I don't think that's what teaching is. The greatest definition that I've ever heard for a teacher came from a friend and manager, former manager of mine. He said, a teacher is someone who engages others in their own curiosity. A great teacher expects their students to know more than they do. Teachers get people to go and figure stuff out for themselves. That's the role of teaching, and I agree, I totally do. In taking on this project, my intention and the intention I set when I record each episode has been about inspiring curiosity. I don't think that I have anything figured out. I don't think you can have anything figured out. Beautiful quote from Elizabeth Mathis Namgul, the universe doesn't lend itself to being figured out. I don't know anything in that I have yet to find a conclusive answer to any of the experiences that I've had. This podcast and my studies in general are not about reaching conclusions, but about cultivating flexibility, equanimity, and openness. Again, back to Elizabeth, she says brilliant stuff. She says life is an open question. So this whole venture is about open questioning and being really flexible with that. And I hope that's what I've done in this season and establishing it, and that's what I continue to plan to do. Also, in my second last episode, which was called Bones and Marrow and was published on the 12th of November, I had a guest for the first time ever. That was a super, super fun episode to record and plan, and I definitely want to have more guests more often. Because, again, conversation, it's great. That really helps to feed questioning. It gets different voices being heard, and I don't in any way feel that my voice is unique or special, and I think it helps. You've got different people speaking to the same sort of fundamental root of wisdom, if you will. People will learn differently from different voices, and I really want to cultivate that and have more of that in Everything is Workable. So for that reason, I am very keen on people to get in touch with me if they A, want to be interviewed, or B, if they have a contact with somebody who they think would be great to have for me to have on as a guest and they'd like to put me in touch with them to interview. That would be amazing. Very specifically, I would love if anyone has any way of putting me in touch with Sharon Salzberg, George Takei, Amanda Palmer, Matt Ramos, or Neil deGrasse Tyson. If you don't ask, you don't get, and I'm just putting it out there because you never know who's listening, you never know where this is going to end up. If you are interested or you know someone who's interested, my email is faunawolf, faunawolf, @gmail.com. So, and you can also find me on social media. I'm pretty easy to find. Just, yeah. And I am putting the effort into trying to contact these people in any way that I can. It's a bit difficult. You don't want to come across as a stalker. So, any personal introductions that I could get would be amazing, really fabulous. So, this is it for 2 months. Big changes between now and then, plus plenty of opportunity for me to study more and get more fodder for y'all to enjoy. In the meantime, please do keep sharing episodes, share your favorite episodes far and wide. I totally appreciate every share that I get, and like seriously, that's the single nicest way that you can show your gratitude and appreciation for the show. There's so much good and helpful stuff out there, and it means a lot for me to get to share it, and even more when other people pay it forward. So thank you. Also, you can keep up with any of my other projects, my writing through my blog and everything, and my artwork through my website, www.faunawolfcreations.com. Again, if you're trying to get in touch with me, that's a good way to get in touch with me. All of my contact details are on there. Oh yeah, and if you're looking for a Christmas gift idea, you could totally buy my book for someone. It's called Wise at Any Age, and it's kind of like the Cole's Notes of a lot of the stuff that I've covered over the last 6 months of this first season of Everything is Workable. It's available through my website, and I've also included a link in the episode description for you. So yeah, if you follow the link, you can also watch the awesome fun video of the book launch that I did for it. I totally recommend dancing in public to celebrate any and all of your achievements in life. Seriously, it's amazing. It's good fun. Also through that, through my website, you can sign up to my e-newsletter. I send it out monthly. It's just a general wrap-up of everything that I've done in the month, links to all of the blog posts that I've written on like Medium or HuffPost or on my personal blog, as well as any artwork that I've been doing, just sort of like any projects that I'm up to. So yeah, thanks. With that, I'm signing off. I'll be back in February with more great content, interviews, contemplations, and tools for your toolkit. Thank you so much for listening. Keep sharing, and please do check out my blog over the next 2 months. I've got lots of exciting stuff on the go, and I'll be posting regular updates. So thank you again. Really excited to have more for you to tune into come the new year. Thank you so much for listening to Everything is Workable. My content will always be free, but if you'd like to help make it even better, you can become a patron by clicking the green button at the top of the page. I'm always looking for content suggestions and people to interview. If you've got any ideas or would like to contribute, you can get in touch through my website, www.faunawolfcreations.com. That's faunawolfcreations.com. Thank you to the very talented Dexter Britton for sharing his music with the world. The music used in this podcast is from his Creative Commons Volume 5 album, available on www.dexterbritton.co.uk.